We lay there until you're softly snoring, until your arms have fallen slack and you release your hold on me. You seem deeply asleep, but I know you wake easily. Quietly, I rise. In the dark, I gather my clothes, the gun, the one bullet I can find quickly. I slip my keys from your pocket, careful not to jingle. In the hallway, I wiggle into my clothes and move softly down the hall. A floorboard creaks, but I keep moving, across the great room, shouldering into my jacket as I go. My feet are bare. No time to find my shoes. Doesn't matter. I reach the door and find it locked. Deadbolted with a lock that needs a key. And my heart, which has been a caged bird in my chest, sinks deep into my belly. I lean against the door and feel how solid it is, how heavy, how cold from the air outside. I reach around the doorframe. Maybe there's a key on top. No. Of course not. You're not that type. I have to go back to the room where you're sleeping and find it in your pocket. If it's there. Back down the hall, I sidestep the squeaky board, edging along the wall, measuring my frightened breathing, which is expanding my chest, wheezing too loud in my nose. You're still sleeping, still and peaceful. I crouch down and crawl to your clothes. The gun sticks out of one of my pockets. The bullet is in the other. I haven't had the chance to load it. If I find the key, I won't need to. There. A single, cold key in the pocket of your jeans. I clutch it in my palm. I could kill you while you sleep. The thought comes unbidden. A single shot to the head. Or the chest.